Guskey, investment analyst from New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We're looking for the bad ones. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they do look for both attractive and dangerous stocks. And typically, you can kind of flip the story around. What is attractive is often a stock that they think many people will find as dangerous or not attractive, right? If you dig in at the bottom and you find out that there's opportunity here that isn't necessarily readily available from the top down, well, then you want to take advantage of that. The flip side of that is you dig in at the bottom and you find out that something doesn't look quite as good as it does at the skin deep level.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yes, it is. And if it happens and it's really misleading, that makes something dangerous. If you want to learn more about the firm, what they do, their methodology, you want to see the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information on anything we discuss here. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for New Constructs. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Teradata.
Danger, danger.
Teradata. That's ticker symbol TDC. And I don't know much about the company. I know it had had some rough times and that things had gotten better. Or maybe they didn't. That's the problem, right?
Yeah, so this one's a combination of a few different things. One of them being that, yeah, they've gone from a kind of transition to your traditional licensing and hardware company to more of that software as a service recurring model. And they're not seeing some of the benefits you would hope to see. And when we look at kind of our core earnings number, we see that core earnings have fallen from $233 million in 2015 to $23 million over the trailing 12 months. Meanwhile, over that same time, GAAP has gone from negative to positive. So we're seeing a disconnect in the reported earnings. We see a little bit of profitability. We've got margins, invested capital turns, which look at the capital efficiency of the business, and ROIC, all declining and below peers. And then kind of into that transition phase, if you're transitioning from, you know, hardware-type licensing to more of that software-as-a-service recurring model, you expect lower revenues, but unfortunately we're also seeing lower profits, and some of that cost savings has not fallen through to the bottom line either. So it's a little bit of multiple issues here.
So help us understand how out of whack everything is, because as we always say, part of it is that things are misleading. So you could make a case, like I said, the surface case, perhaps based largely on that recovery I was talking about, that things at Teradata are better than you'd expect. So why are they worse? Where are the numbers out of line for you?
So in this one, like I mentioned, you know, the core earnings are falling, and core earnings are our measure that we've talked about with the Harvard and MIT paper over the past couple of weeks, exclude unusual gains and losses. You're seeing, you know, in prior years, there were some unusual expenses that kind of brought down GAAP earnings and made it look worse than it was. So we kind of see that improvement is overstated in the GAAP numbers. And then also just along the lines of some of the expenses of the business, we see that SG&A, R&D, and cost of recurring revenue are all higher as a percent of revenue over the trailing 12 months than it was in 2016. Total operating expenses have actually grown from 41% of revenue to 48%. So again, they're transitioning into the software as a service model, but they're not seeing some of that savings. So if you're foregoing the higher revenue and you're not seeing any savings and margins are falling, you're not creating value or, you know, a lasting business model that's going to actually perform as it would expect based on the valuation of the stock.
So how out of whack is the valuation? I mean, you know, what's the no growth kind of value that you'd look at in relative to the current price?
So we actually looked at two different scenarios here. One to simply justify its current price. And in that case, we saw that, you know, they must achieve 7% NOPAT margins, which is compared to 2% TTM, and it would be the best since, I believe, 2015 or 2016. And then have to grow profits by 13% compounded annually for 13 years. And that's simply to justify the current price. A little context there, 13% might not seem like a lot for, you know, a tech company and whatnot, but over the past 2 years, margins have actually fallen, and their TTM NOPAT is actually down 60% over the prior period. So it's complete reversal in company's fundamentals simply to justify the current price. So we looked at another scenario that was a little more conservative to see, you know, okay, what could be the actual value here? Even if they're able to triple margins from 2 to 6% and grow by 11% compound annually for the next decade, we're still looking at only $17 a share.
Wow. Now, all that said, you know, the hard part here is really deciding what, if anything, is going to be the catalyst, because you guys can be right, but the market can remain nutty longer than the rest of us can remain solvent. So with this stock having that kind of misdirect, like, oh, look at how much better earnings are and things along those lines, with them having that at the paper level, is there a logical catalyst here?
We think this one is more going to be earnings-based. We've seen they've missed earnings or revenue expectations in the past two quarters. In three-quarter report, the stock fell 18%. Right after that, prior to that, in 2Q, it fell 8% after missing those expectations. And we think the longer this sort of transition to the model doesn't show results, we think those earnings misses could become more frequent and the results stock price would fall even further.
And eventually that would get Teradata to where it's not just a potentially dangerous pick, but where it has realized the danger in it. It is TDC, Teradata Corporation, the Danger Zone pick this week. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Thank you.
For more information, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs, and remember, they blog about their picks. So if you want more information and more details, you can get it on the website. We're heading for home on today's show. Up next, it's market call time. Matt King from King Wealth Advisors will be here talking funds and ETFs when we come back right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
Independent and advisor owned.